Welcome now, Jibby. The background to the reason why I asked you onto the program today is what you can see on the screen now. Over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, Dudu Mnyeni, the chair of South African Airways, has been pilloried in the media. Cartoonists have had an absolute field day with her. It seems the only people who were not aware of what was going on were the people who were in government at the time. And here I'm talking particularly about President Jacob Zuma, although now that we have Miss Justice Ronel Tolmay's judgment, which has been 5 years in the making and it's in the public domain, we now have a pretty good idea about what Dudu Mnyeni, who is the chair of the Jacob Zuma Foundation, and her patron were getting up to. And it is very much in line with what the cartoonists were saying. From an inside perspective, though, Jimmy, from your perspective, as you can see from the picture, you're a pilot, have been a pilot with South African Airways for 38 years. You recently retired. How instrumental or how big a role did you play as the Pilots Association chairman between 2016 and 2018 in this whole court case that we've now finally seen the judgment on?
Hi, Alec. Thanks for the opportunity to chat. I just became chairman of the Pilots Association in, I think it was June 2016, when the BNP Capital issue broke. I became aware of that through OUTA, and the thought occurred to me, why is OUTA getting involved in this? Why aren't the pilots getting involved? Because we are directly affected. So I then made contact with Wayne Duvenage from OUTA, and from there we agreed to collaborate on investigating what it was all about and to take it from there. And so the case grew from that point onwards. And the more digging that we did, the more we uncovered. And ultimately, it ended up in charges being laid against Ms. Mnyeni in 2017. And we eventually got it to court in February this year.
Just to unpack the two particular issues that Judge Ronel Tolmay focused on, it appears the first of those, there was a deal that South African Airways had with Emirates, which it could have expanded, which in fact would have generated sufficient profit, according to the judge, that SAA would have gone into this COVID-19 crisis in pretty good shape and perhaps even survived, let alone the 21 billion that is now having to be injected to sort it out. Just take us through what went on there and how she could have kiboshed that deal.
Basically, to make it a short story, Emirates pretty much guaranteed SAA $100 million a year in return for SAA's assistance in keeping the fourth schedule that had been given to them by the Department of Transport. Emirates actually wanted SAA to operate that fourth schedule, and for some inexplicable reason, Ms. Mnyeni did everything she could to put a stop to this deal, and eventually she succeeded and the deal fell through. That cost the airline between 1.5 and 2 billion rand a year since 2015.
What Paul O'Sullivan says, and he laid charges against Mnyeni, criminal charges, in 2014, he says that the reason why she blocked the deal was she went to Emirates and asked for a 10 million rand bribe, which they refused to pay. And as a consequence, she continued to hold out for that. If he's right, and Paul doesn't say these things lightly, and if the judge's advice is being taken, it looks like Mnyeni will probably go to jail. What's your thought on that?
Well, I don't know anything about the allegations about her asking for a bribe, but when it comes to criminal charges, we have asked for the matter to be referred to the NPA, and the judge agreed. As far as I know, she has referred it to the NPA for further investigation.
So that's the first part of the story, that there was a deal with Emirates which would have given South African Airways $100 million a year. The second part was a rather infamous operation called Quartile Capital. Unpack that for us, please.
This has to do with what we call the Airbus swap deal. Basically, SAA wanted to replace its fuel-thirsty four-engine aircraft with long-range twin-engine aircraft. We were committed to purchasing 20 A320s. We'd taken delivery of 10 of them. We didn't want the last 10. So in what I thought was a good move, Nico Bezuidenhout negotiated a deal to swap those 10 A320s for 5 A330-300 aircraft. Where Airbus was agreeable to the swap without any penalties, and in fact on quite favourable terms for SAA, Ms. Nyeni then got involved in the issue, and she tried to inject Portal Capital as a leasing company into this lot, and Airbus refused to do so. And that ended up with the Minister of Finance finally issuing an ultimatum to Ms. Nyeni, and eventually the deal went through. But in the process, Minister Nyeni was dismissed from his post, and Mr. Van Rooyen came in over the weekend, and then eventually it was Minister Pravin Gordhan who told her to get on with it and to conclude the deal, and the deal was concluded.
Jimmy, you spent a lot of time in court watching all of this.
Yes, I did. I retired the end of September. The case started on the 7th of October, so I was fortunate enough to be able to sit and attend the whole court case.
Reading through the judgment, it appears as though the person who was the focal point of this, Dudu Mieni, didn't attend as much of the hearing as you did.
No, she didn't. In fact, she stayed away for our entire case. And then at the end of our presentation, or leading of evidence, she was faced with the option of either staying away and not appearing to give evidence, in which case the court would have to accept our version of events, or coming in to testify. And she chose to come in to testify after we concluded our evidence. So as a result of that, she wasn't aware of the evidence that had been led. And I think that was to her disadvantage when she did give evidence.
And reading through the judgment, were you surprised, having followed it so closely, that the judge was as scathing of Dudu Mieni as we read?
No, not at all. In fact, I think the judge did a great job in summing up the salient points. So I was very pleased with what I read.
Jimmy, what does this mean, though, for South African Airways? This morning we saw the draft document from the business rescue practitioners, which tells us that 48% of the staff are going to be retrenched, that many of the airline's pilots presumably would be amongst them. There were 617 SA pilots going into that. So if you just have a straight line through that, it would suggest about 300 of them, your former members, are going to have to find jobs elsewhere. Given this environment, that couldn't be too easy.
No. You know, it's kind of been on the cards for a while now, with SAA's steady decline. It was started under Dudu Mieni and just accelerated. And I think by 2018, 2019, the airline ran up such a debt that it was always going to be a struggle to get out of there. So I hope SAA version 2.0 can rise from the ashes and that we have a viable airline.
Jimmy Conroy is, as you can see from the screen there, the former chairman of the South African Pilots Association. And we're going to be talking more on that whole subject, the judgment, with Wayne Duvenage from Outer. He'll be our guest on Thursday.